In the museum, I saw many different pieces of art, so many to choose from, and I wasn't sure which. When I saw the Immaculate Conception, I was immediately captivated. The light made me happy, and I felt peaceful. I was able to easily analyze what was happening in the picture because it was a painting of a Catholic belief, and my family is Catholic. This foreknowledge helped me get an idea of what happened. The stars around Mary's head represent a halo as she is the Divine Mother. As she looks towards God above her, she is choosing him over sin and the temptation of the devil below. Shown as a snake, the devil tempts Mary with the same fruit as he did with Adam and Eve. Mary rejects and goes to God. Depicted to the side shows a small angel prepared to strike down the devil with a firebolt. Next to it is the peace angel. Shown holding flowers, it symbolizes the peacefulness and tranquility of heaven. The angel behind Mary depicts how she is still connected to earth by her son Jesus as it holds a stalk of wheat. These different features represent the different aspects of God in heaven. Each section draws out different emotions. Seeing the snake with the apple made me remember the sin committed by Adam and Eve. The warlike angel scared me and made me believe I was beholding the power and might of God. The peaceful angel made me feel hopeful, remembering the covenant made with Noah after the great flood. Seeing Mary on the clouds looking toward God made me happy, thinking of salvation and the kindness within her. Then finally, the angel holding the stalk of wheat brought to mind the comfort of home and gave me a safe feeling. Mariano Salvador Maya did a great job portraying the history of Mary within Catholicism. Using the knowledge from his Catholic background and also from working in so many Catholic places, he made this painting relatable and accessible to people of all faiths. This is Ethan Kallenberger with another Bulldog Podcast.